Track 9. The Norfolk Charity feature this month has Chatterbox as local heroes.
For more than 40 years, Norfolk charity Chatterbox has been transforming local newspapers into audio tapes and more recently digital files so that blind and visually impaired people don't miss out. Every week, volunteers collate, transcribe and record articles and send them to hundreds of people across the county. And when Norfolk Magazine was launched, they knew their listeners would want to hear all about it too. Today there are more than 90 Chatterbox volunteers who help put together a monthly compilation of Norfolk Magazine articles, as well as turning the Norwich Evening News and Let's Talk magazine into talking newspapers and producing their own podcast-style programme of live interviews and specially collated information. During the pandemic, the volunteers did not miss an edition. The stories I have been told about of people reading from home, recording under the duvets and in wardrobes, etc., have been an inspiration, said Chatterbox chairman Paul White. It has been so worthwhile as our listeners, who are even more isolated than usual, have so appreciated the effort made. Many would be lost without Chatterbox during normal times, but at this period, it has made a huge difference. Chatterbox was one of the first talking newspapers in the country, launched in 1978 to give blind and visually impaired people a weekly digest of local news. Funded by donations and fundraising, it is still staffed entirely by volunteers. In the early years, many were newspaper staff, including one of the longest-serving helpers, Francis Pierce, who said, "I have seen many changes from tapes to memory sticks. I have shaken tins in Norwich to raise funds and raise awareness of Chatterbox, drawing crowds with a street organ in the walk, which encouraged people to be more generous." And she said her role now included being the "Ask Francis, she'll know" person. Judy Hawkins has also been with Chatterbox from the beginning. "I was looking for new interests," she said. Today, volunteers include BBC staff and our columnist, Susie Fowler-Watt. Mike Blythe is blind and has been involved for 36 years as a listener and volunteer with his wife Tricia. "As a listener, it keeps you in touch with local events, and I know the media news is on TV, but with a newspaper, you get more local news," said Mike. "The readers become like friends." Unfortunately, a high proportion of blind people are elderly, often live alone, and can be very lonely, so the memory stick players are really simple to operate and keep people in touch. The friendly local voices are a link with the outside world. With COVID, it's been even more valuable. Volunteers are now back in the Chatterbox studios in King Street, Norwich, creating the recordings and sending them out free to around 500 people. Chatterbox, funded by donations and fundraising, is also available via smart speakers as an app and podcast. New volunteers are always welcome. Anyone interested can email contact@cbtn.org.uk. That's contact@cbtn.org.uk. New listeners are always welcome too. Anne Telfer, who is registered blind, loves the monthly recordings of Norfolk Magazine. "When I found out it was available, I thought, this is brilliant. Then later, I heard about Let's Talk and I signed up for everything, and I now avidly listen to everything. I think they do a very professional job, with the magazine especially. It is all very informative, much needed, and much valued."